It is 8:08 in the morning. You are listening to Upfront. I'm Kat Brooks.
And I'm Brian Edwards Tiegert. And we've been thinking a lot about the situation of folks who can't get into shelter during these storms. A total of 5 deaths so far attributed to this week's storms, most of them traffic. But as you heard, one was an unhoused man in Oakland near a freeway overpass who apparently was just trying to take a little bit of shelter under some trees when one of them dropped a big branch that killed him. I think something worth keeping in mind is that there is no city I'm aware of that even has enough emergency shelter capacity, even though many of them do open emergency shelters in bad weather. There is no city that has enough to take everyone in.
There isn't, but I do hear stories of, like, in Canada where they prepare for the winter season and they do open up.
Oh, yeah. I meant no Bay Area city.
Oh, I thought you said no city anywhere. And I was like, no.
No, oh yeah, they do in New York.
Washington, I was in Washington State for about a month, and this, like, there's plans. They prepare to make sure people aren't just left to die in the elements.
Which makes me worry about what happens when a big earthquake hits and suddenly up to 400,000 currently housed people find themselves no longer able to stay in the buildings they were previously housed in, because that emergency shelter capacity, it's not just about chronically homeless people. It's about all of us in an emergency. In any case, yesterday our production intern, Justin Gold, went out to speak to some folks who are camped along the Berkeley-Oakland border at the Here There sign where the BART tracks come out of the ground. This is the camp called First They Came for the Homeless. It is at the center of a federal class action lawsuit over whether Berkeley's practices of evicting campers violate the Constitution's Fourth Amendment protections against property seizure and 14th Amendment protections of due process. And when you hear the folks in these sound clips refer to the city, they are talking about Berkeley. Here's what Justin heard.
Hello, my name is Joe Fox, and I am at the Here There camp. I got so cold and wet, I could not even move. Everything's wet. And now I'm searching for a tent and a sleeping bag. And so far, I have not been able to find one. I went to the Fairview Street Housing, the HUD. They gave me a jacket that's quite tight, but it's warm, and a thin little blanket. Surely 3 more days of this, I am going to die. I'm 56 years old. I cannot be in a situation like this.
Has the city offered any services or any accommodations or anything like that for the folks out here?
I think the city of Berkeley, it's all just a front. And I'm probably going to just really have to go around and get donations, talk to places like REI and get out there and get donations from us. I can't rely on the system to help me because there's very little help.
This tent's full of water and mud, and the rest of the camp is all full of mud. Half the tents here got water in them. We're doing better than probably everybody else out here. So you can figure it gets worse as you go to any camp. The people across the street, they're totally soaked. Having been out on the streets for many years, for the most part, you just get totally wet and totally sick, and your stuff all gets ruined. And that's how it really works out here.
Has the city offered any services or any accommodations or anything like that for the folks out here?
Not that I'm aware of. They have opened a shelter recently, and that was a good thing. That got some of the people out of the rain anyway. As far as actually dealing with the rest of it, the city, I'm sure that they feel it's less than their job. Generally, if you get help out here, it's from an honest good Samaritan that comes out and helps people. And in this kind of weather, fortunately, there are people out there that do consciously go around and seek out people that are totally soaked and give them some dry clothes and stuff like that. Otherwise, there'd probably be more people out here dying.
What would you say the biggest challenge about being out here during the seasonal change into the rainy season is for folks?
Just staying dry. Staying healthy. That's the biggest challenge. You know, the rest of it all becomes secondary. Your stuff, you know, your life, whatever, that's gone. It's like any dreams or pursuits, that's gone. It comes down to staying healthy and staying dry.
What are some of the things you would like to see the city doing out here to help folks in this season?
More sanctioned encampments and little houses. A little more outreach would be good. If they just had, if the hot team went out and hit people with more socks, that'd be good. Yeah. I, the city's employed all these people. I don't know what they're actually doing. I haven't seen any of them come out here. There's camps around here. You know, you might ask some camps around here. But I got a feeling they're going to tell you they haven't seen anybody either.
You mentioned that most of the help comes from the Good Samaritan that is either next door in Sin or from around the community. What are some of the ways that your community here has banded together to try to help pull each other up during this trying time?
People actually brought us rain gear. That was, you know, I've been here 2 years now. That was the first time we got this kind of outreach for the weather. We've put up a fairly nice tent here, and people have managed to stay fairly dry here. My own personal tent's totally flooded right now.
When you see cities doing things like evictions and forcibly removing camps, how do you respond to those types of occurrences?
What I say is the city needs to focus on solving these problems as opposed to moving these problems. The expense that's involved in moving is definitely misdirected entirely. If they focused totally on the problems, there wouldn't be any problems in the first place. To change that, that's a very difficult thing. And I'm happy to see the city of Berkeley working hard at that. That's very encouraging. It really is. We've got a long ways to go.
Are there any other insights that you think people need to know or understand as far as trying to make sure that stuff like this doesn't continue to happen and trying to make sure that folks who are on the streets get the help that they need to be able to get off the streets?
The bottom line on that would be to connect people with all the vacancies that are already out there. You know, the $4,000 a month rent, that's what it takes to live in a place, that's incredible. That's just incredible. Where in the history of the world have people been taxed higher than that rent? If we look at the world, that is the highest rent people are paying. It's, you know, what are we going to do? Fortunately, we live in a spot where it's not as bad as it's up north, and it's not as bad as it is down south. So as far as the homeless situation goes in the overall, I'm doing better than most people out here. I just say thank you to Berkeley for all the support that we've had that's allowed this to happen.
The last voice you heard was a man who identified himself as Stacy. And again, that was at the first they came for the homeless camp on the Berkeley-Oakland border next to Adeline Street, where the BART tracks come out of the ground at the Here, There signs. That was put together by our production intern, Justin Gold.